Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the New York Giants and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Andy Rees. Batting second. The left fielder, Freddie Lindstrom. Batting third. The center fielder, Ed Rausch. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Rogers Hornsby. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill Terry. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Travis Jackson. Batting seventh. The right fielder, George Harper. Batting eighth. The catcher, Zach Taylor. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Burley Grimes. Pitching for the New York Giants, Burley Grimes. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lloyd Wehner. Batting second. The first baseman, George Grantham. Batting third. The right fielder, Paul Wehner. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pye Trainer. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Glenn Wright. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Clyde Barnhart. Batting 7th. The second baseman, Hal Rine. Batting 8th. The catcher, Johnny Gooch. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Lee Meadows. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Lee Meadows. And now, play ball. Andy Rees is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rees hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Barnhart. Rees reaches second base with a double. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom hits a line drive into center field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Rausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rausch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rine fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rees moves to third. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wright fields it and throws to second for the out. Rees scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Giants. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry hits a line drive into left field. Barnhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner hits a fly ball into center field. Rausch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham hits a ball on the ground towards first. Terry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Grantham for the out. Two outs. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner hits a fly ball into center field. Rausch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Gooch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Trainer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Zach Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor takes first base on ball four. Burley Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Meadows fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Pie Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clyde Barnhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnhart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Andy Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Reese hits a line drive towards third. Trainer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 0-for-1 in the game. Lindstrom hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wright fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Wright. Ed Rausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rausch is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rausch hits a fly ball into center field. Wainer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hornsby hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Trainer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grimes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch hits a fly ball into left field. Lindstrom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Meadows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meadows hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0-for-1 in the game. Terry hits a fly ball into center field. Wainer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a fly ball into right field. Wainer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-1 in the game. Harper hits a fly ball into center field. Wainer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Lloyd Wainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wainer is 0-for-1 in the game. Wainer bunts towards third. Reese fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham is 0-for-1 in the game. Grantham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Wainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wainer is 0-for-1 in the game. Wainer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Zach Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Taylor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Burley Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0 for 1 in the game. Grimes bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4 strike 3. 1 out. Andy Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Reese strikes out. 2 outs. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 0 for 2 in the game. Lindstrom hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Barnhart. Lindstrom reaches second base with a double. Taylor goes all the way around to score. It's 2 to nothing, Giants. Ed Rausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rausch is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rausch hits a ball on the ground towards third. Trainer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Pie Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 0 for 1 in the game. Trainer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Glenn Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wright hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Trainer moves to third. Clyde Barnhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnhart is 0 for 1 in the game. Barnhart hits a line drive to center field. That will be extra bases. Rausch chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Jackson. Jackson fumbles the ball. That's a triple and an error on Jackson. Trainer scores. Wright goes all the way around to score. Barnhart moves all the way to home. It's 3-2, Pirates. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 0 for 1 in the game. Rein hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch is 0 for 1 in the game. Gooch hits a ball on the ground towards first. Terry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gooch for the out. Rein moves to second. 1 out. Lee Meadows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meadows is 0 for 1 in the game. Meadows hits a fly ball into center field. Rausch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0 for 2 in the game. Wehner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6. With the score, the Pirates 3, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Hornsby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0 for 2 in the game. Terry hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wehner. Terry reaches second base with a double. Hornsby moves to third. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. George Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 2 in the game. Harper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hornsby scores. Terry scores. It's 4-3, Giants. Zach Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Taylor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harper moves to third. Burley Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0 for 2 in the game. Grimes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wright scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham is 0 for 2 in the game. Grantham bunts towards the mound. Grimes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0 for 2 in the game. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards second. Hornsby can't make a play. That's a base hit. Grantham moves to third. Pye Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Trainer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grimes fields it and throws to first for the out. Wehner moves to second. One out. Glenn Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Wright hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Grantham scores. Wehner scores. It's 5-4, Pirates. Dutch Henry now pitching. Clyde Barnhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnhart is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Barnhart hits a line drive into right field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Wright moves to second. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rein hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wright moves to third. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch is 0 for 2 in the game. Gooch hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reese fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Andy Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wright scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Lindstrom bunts towards the mound. Meadows fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Rausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rausch is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rausch hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grantham scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rausch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Giants 4. The Pirates will come to bat. Lee Meadows is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meadows is 0 for 2 in the game. Meadows hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Taylor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0 for 3 in the game. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Grantham hits a fly ball into center field. Rausch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hornsby hits a line drive into left field. Barnhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Terry hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Barnhart. Terry reaches second base with a double. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 3 in the game. Jackson hits a fly ball into left field. Barnhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Harper hits a line drive into center field. Wainer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Giants 4. The Pirates will come to bat. Paul Wainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wainer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wainer hits a fly ball into center field. Roush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pi Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Trainer hits a fly ball into center field. Roush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 3 for 3 in the game, with three singles. He's got two RBIs. Wright hits a pop-up beyond second. Hornsby can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Clyde Barnhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wright. The throw from Taylor and he is safe. Wright steals second. Clyde Barnhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnhart is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Barnhart hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lindstrom. Barnhart reaches second base with a double. Wright scores. It's 6-4, Pirates. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Rein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Mel Ott pinch hits for Zach Taylor. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grantham juggles the ball. That's an error on Grantham. Heine Mueller pinch hits for Dutch Henry. Heine Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ott moves to third. Andy Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Reese hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Ott tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 6-5, Pirates. Freddie Lindstrom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindstrom is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lindstrom hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Ed Roush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roush is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Roush hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lindstrom moves to second. Carmen Hill now pitching. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hornsby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lindstrom scores. Roush moves to third. That run is unearned. It's Giants, 6, Pirates, 6. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 2 for 4 in the game, with two doubles. Terry hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Pirates 6. The Pirates will come to bat. Al DeVormer now catching. Freddie Fitzsimmons now pitching. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch is 0 for 3 in the game. Gooch hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Carmen Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0 for 4 in the game. Wehner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Grantham takes first base on ball 4. Wehner moves to second. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Wehner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Harper. Wehner reaches second base with a double. Wehner scores. Grantham moves to third. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 7, and New York Giants, 6. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.